Now, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah has rejected claims that the resistance movement has received chemical weapons from Syria.
Or normal ammunition. Unfortunately, they started to speak about this, and after they spoke about it, some people in Lebanon also referred to it in the media. And when I speak about some of them, I mean the other side, in between brackets, March 14. Now, they didn't say that we actually received chemical weapons, but some said we fear that chemical weapons have been transferred from Syria to Hezbollah in Lebanon. First of all, we understand the reasons behind these dangerous accusations, and this has a lot of dangerous repercussions on Lebanon and some Lebanese. Some Lebanese must be very careful on the media.
Well, in a televised speech on Monday, Nasrallah said use of chemical arms is forbidden in Islam and Hezbollah will never use such weapons. Nasrallah warned that military action on Syria will have dangerous consequences and the only way out of the current crisis is national dialogue and reconciliation. Elsewhere in a speech, Nasrallah said Takfiri terrorists were behind the August blasts in southern Beirut, arguing that external threats still exist. Nasrallah says he will always support national dialogue in Lebanon. Joining us now is Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, a warning from Sayed Hassan Nasrallah that the only way out of the crisis in Syria is negotiations. How seriously do you think other regional players take that?
Well, I think right now you're seeing a new process emerging where the Russians and others are trying to force an actual dialogue and a conference to discuss a resolution. And obviously the resolution cannot include a decision in advance that President Assad has to leave, which is still the position of President Obama. But the whole question around the chemical weapons is really a fraud being used to expand the war in the Middle East into the entire region and into general war. I mean, we have a growing body of evidence that the shells that were found were indicated that they were shells of missiles that the Russians sold to Libya and that the Libyans provided to the Syrian insurgents. So this may well have been a false flag operation conducted by the Syrian opposition to draw in the West into a bombing campaign against the Syrian government.
Right, but Mr. Freeman, does that even matter considering the U.S. is already beating the drums of war to the extent that it's even blackmailing Russia into passing a U.N. resolution that does call ultimately for invasion of Syria?
Well, that's true. The facts are being ignored completely. And that's why the whole question around the chemical weapons that's being pushed by President Obama is a fraud. It's not the real issue. The real issue is for a military expansion of war in the region and eventually with Russia and China. And the chemical weapons issue is essentially a lie, a pretext being used to carry out their war. However, because of the tremendous opposition in the United States, which my organization was part of mobilizing, and part of the institutions in the government and in the military, and the brilliant flanking operation by President Putin in Lviv, we have, for the moment, boxed Obama in. Now, whether that will last or not, we don't know.
Okay, we'll just have to wait and see. That was Lawrence Freeman with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us on the line from Baltimore. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.